Let's talk about suicide. There's good news and bad news about suicide. The good news is that people are talking more openly about it these days. The bad news is why. Current statistics are very alarming. They show that each year over 1 million people in the U.S. attempt suicide. About 43,000 of them die, and suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. Who's at risk? Older adults have the highest risk for suicide. When elders lose loved ones and face more health challenges, they can get depressed. Without help and social support, some see suicide as the only way out of their pain. Teens and young adults are also at a high risk. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for 10 to 24-year-olds. But it's important to note that 4 out of 5 teens who try suicide show warning signs ahead of time. Watch for the signs. Signs of suicidal thoughts or plans can include acting depressed, helpless, or worthless, losing interest in things, behaving in unusual ways like taking more risks, giving away personal items, and talking about suicide and or death. What you can do. If you notice one or more of the signs we just reviewed, always take it seriously. Try to get the person to call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255 or, for TTY, 1-800-799-4889. If there is imminent danger of self-harm, call 911. Suicide has been called a silent epidemic, but now that we're talking more openly, it doesn't have to be. By learning the warning signs, you can get help if you need it and urge others to do the same. References for this article come from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at afsp.org. Also, the Population Reference Bureau at prb.org. And the Jason Foundation at jasonfoundation.com. This concludes the reading of Let's Talk About Suicide. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log into your member website.